Welcome back to this very special podcast. You're joined here with Lee.
And with Sean.
And we also have a very special guest with us today. I'd like to welcome Jenna. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to join us.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you here on the podcast with us. So, let's face it. If you said to somebody, we were going to be speaking to Tottenham Hotspur captain, who's won 8 trophies with the club, secured promotion 3 times, you'd be pretty excited, wouldn't you, really? Let's face it. I mean, it's a great rap sheet there that you've got, Jenna. How does it feel when, you know, people talk about your career in those terms?
Yeah, it's obviously great. I've been really lucky. I've had a great career with Tottenham over 12 years. As you mentioned, the trophies, the promotions, it's kind of something when I look back now, I'm really proud of. And I think when I started playing football, I never thought I would have achieved anything like that. So, yeah, I'm really proud of the career that I've had and feel very grateful for it.
And we know that you're a Spurs fan as well, so of the men's team as well as the women's team. Let's just have a quick chat about 6-1 Manchester United at the weekend.
What a result. Loved every second of it. They're on fire. It's starting to look up for us now, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
You could just see this season for the men's being another one of those where you get your hopes up and then they're slashed and then all of a sudden 6-1 at Trafford, and it's just like...
It's hard not to get carried away with it all, though.
My nephew, I was watching with him, and after the penalty was scored, he was like, "That's it, we've lost. We've never won a game from going down to a penalty in the first minute." Talking about obviously certain Champions League final, and then during the second half, he was singing, "We're going to win the league." So you know,
a proper Spurs fan.
Absolutely, that's what I said to him. So yeah, a great result. I mean, unfortunately, came off the back of a less than good result for the women's team against Manchester City. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Lots to talk about with the women's team as well. But you started at Spurs when you were 16, had a short period there. Describe to us what it was like at Spurs ladies as it then was as a 16-year-old.
Yeah, obviously completely different and a million miles away from Spurs women as it is today. I was looking for a new team. We could find Tottenham, but it was a ladies' team. So, yeah, as you mentioned, I was 16 years old and there was no in-between. You either go from playing youth football to ladies' football, which now is unheard of. We used to train on like a cut-up pitch, an AstroTurf pitch in the middle of Tottenham, last slot of the night. So I think it was like 9 till 10. My mum would have to come and drive me there, sit in the car, read a book in the freezing cold all season long, bless her. Our warm-ups used to be running around Tottenham, which probably wasn't the most safest thing at the time, late at night. A million miles away. And I still remember it like it was yesterday. I used to count down the days till it was time to go training and match days. I loved every second of it.
Yeah, and as I guess with all youngsters starting out, parents are really important, but just a really different environment for the women's team then. And as you said before, you can't really imagine going from that kind of environment to where the women's team are today. But you went back to Spurs after a few years away, and how much had it changed in those years?
Yeah, a massive change I saw. I remember at the time I was going to hang up my boots because I was playing at a local team called Enfield. I just kind of fell out of love with the game, and it was only because some of my friends had gone over to Tottenham I was in America at the time during the summer, and they'll come down, like Karen's there, it's a completely different setup. I went down, watched a training session, and then the next day I think I was involved in the next training session and signed by the weekend. So yeah, it was a million miles away from what it was now, what it's like now. We had Karen, a physio, and one other coach at the time. But there was a first and reserve team there. So there's around about 35 girls. And so, yeah, compared to what was available at that time when I rejoined, it was a really good setup. And it was really positive, and Karen was there, and everyone was just really buzzing. And it was just, yeah, for me, I fell back in love with the game, and I got to play for the team that I loved again. So, yeah, it was a good move for me.
And, yeah, and you've spoken about Karen there. She's been at the club an awfully long time. What does she bring to Spurs women? And having been at the club for so long, you know, what's the you know, what does she bring and how much does her involvement mean to the club?
Yeah, obviously she's been there now since the start, really, and as a long-term member of staff, part of the furniture. She's got the passion, the drive. She's obviously played as well herself, so I think she understands it from a player's point of view as well as a coach. So yeah, she's been a great manager over the years to me, and her and Juan, I've been lucky to be able to work under them and have really good relationships with them both.
Yeah, I mean, we see Karen and Juan on the sidelines, and you know, it's a bit like a marriage relationship, I guess, a work marriage relationship. You've said before that they're both very different, but obviously they've done tremendous things in the time working together.
Yeah, it's obviously a very unique partnership that they have. But it works. It's always worked for us. I mean, if you look at where we've come from since the pair of them started working together and where we are now, we've only ever just improved, and that's a result of their management and their leadership styles. They both have very different ideas, and they're very different coaches. But they respect each other, and you know, it's not led by just one of them. They both, you know, they discuss everything and they agree on. I mean, don't get me wrong, they disagree as well, but the majority of things they agree on, and I think that's part of the reason why Spurs is where it is today.
And you, I guess for a lot of the fans, the kind of the big change really started that season where the team won pretty much everything and then got promotion by playing against West Ham at White Hart Lane. That must have been a huge occasion for you as a Spurs fan.
Yeah, I'd even say it was the season before that where things changed slightly, where before that, we were always getting to cup finals and losing out to the usual Charlton every season. And then we won our first cup as a group of players there was quite a core group of us together that had been together over many years. And we won a cup down at Cheshunt. And then it was from that, the season that you just mentioned, where, yeah, it was a great season. We won everything. We were on fire and we had such a great group of girls there. And I think we were the only team in the league at that time. We were training 3 nights a week. So we were working some girls were on shifts. Some of us working 9 to 5 on a Monday. People were teaching and then we'd go into training every evening, get home at 10:30 and do the same again on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But it just felt really special, and we knew we were onto something really special, and we knew in order to achieve what we achieved, we had to like put in extra work and go that extra mile than other teams, and we did it, and the hard work paid off, as you mentioned. We won the league at White Hart Lane, which was incredible, especially as a Spurs fan for me. It was great, because I used to go down there and watch Spurs. So yeah, actually being on the pitch and looking at my seat, it was an incredible experience, and my family and friends were there. So yeah, it was a really special day for all of us. And season.
And you've just, the team's just kind of gone from strength to strength following that, really, and continued that growth. You were captain of the club. I mean, what role did you see yourself as captain in, you know, in that rise and that, you know, growth of the team?
Yeah, I think obviously as captain I had a responsibility and we had a lot of young players, so I was aware that, you know, my actions, I had to ensure that I was always on point so that everybody else would be. But within our team, we've got we've always had a lot of leaders. So it wasn't just me leading the pack. We had leaders all over the pitch. But yeah, I obviously have been around and been captain for many, many years and have seen the rise and seen the people come and go. And it's not always been great because, you know, you lose friends along the way and people get injured and it's sad, and because you build connections with these people and you make memories. But yeah, I've had a great career, and as well to be captain is everything, really, because for the love I have for the club. So yeah, it's a dream come true for me to be able to say that I was captain.
And yeah, I mean, what would you say of all those years, what stands out for you as the highlights of such a, you know, glorious career?
Oh, there's been so many. The night at White Hart Lane with the girls, that was incredible. That was the first real proud moment that I had. And then again, getting promotion into the WSL, that was incredible. To go from semi-professional to then actually, you know, turning professional, and something that as a footballer, when I started out, was never, I never thought it was possible. It was always just a hobby for me, because there wasn't such a thing as female professional footballers. So I had no role models to look up to. So even up until probably 4 years ago, I never dreamt of being a professional footballer. And then, yeah, as you say, we were so successful as a team, as a group of players. And then I had the opportunity to become a professional. And obviously I grabbed it with both hands. The moment that sticks out a lot for me was leading the team out at Stamford Bridge in our first professional fixture. I remember just having a bit of a flashback of the tunnel when the fireworks were going off in the pitch and just thinking like, wow, I've really come a long way from, you know, the cut up artificial pitches in Tottenham when I was 16. So that was probably my proudest moment as captain, to lead the team out. Just, it was incredible. And I just felt really proud to have my family and friends there that day.
Yeah, certainly was an incredible moment. And I think all of us who were there, you know, will remember that day for a long time as well. I mean, we talk about that promotion to the Super League and the changes that it brought. I mean, I think it's fair to say that promotion, we kind of weren't anticipating the promotion that year, maybe thinking about next year in terms of promotion. But, you know, it came a little bit early for us. But yeah, I mean, how does that change when, you know, I mean, so many changes that summer in terms of players who left and players who were joining? How, you know, can you talk about that and how you managed that transition over that summer?
Yeah, obviously there was big changes. And I think, you know, in order for us to stay in that league, changes were needed. But yeah, it was a mixed emotions really for me being captain. Obviously we reached the WSL with a core group of players, and unfortunately some of those were let go, and they're not just your teammates, they are your friends, they are your family. So that was hard. And you know, everyone in that squad that won it obviously had the dream of being a professional footballer, so yeah, that was hard for many of us who were lucky enough to get the contracts to like say goodbye to our friends. But you know, I think it had to happen. It's football, and the signings that come in were just amazing. Like the experience, we needed to bring experience in. You know, we've got the players, they brought in the players who have lots of experience in the WSL and for their country. The credit to the coaching team, they recruited so well in that season. But yeah, the transition up was massive. It took, I think, the girls that were there, it took us a couple of weeks to adapt, for our bodies to adapt to the changes. But yeah, all in all, it was a positive move. And I think the new girls that came in were excellent the whole season.
I mean, in a difficult season for you as well, not playing quite as much as you have been. I mean, obviously ever present in the side that won promotion, and then finding yourself not in the team, not necessarily first choice. How difficult was that for you as captain?
Yeah, obviously it was difficult. It was a difficult time. I always knew that I wouldn't get the game time that I had, and that's part of the game. And you know, I'm not getting any younger. It's no secret. But yeah, it was hard. But sorry, he's going again.
Jenna's got her pet dog Ledley with her.
He's misbehaving.
A little bit of growling going on.
But yeah, I knew that as captain, I had a different role to play that season, and I was just there. I was still in and around the squad. I was there just to, like, the girls, Hannah and Philby, you know, we worked together every session. So like we'd always sit down like a couple of times a week and just discuss, and I'd help them like if they had questions and what they thought they could do better or anything. So yeah, I was still, you know, as ever present in the team. It was just a different role that I had last season, which yeah, I adapted to quite quickly. So.
And I mean, with the move to the WSL as well, I mean, the team's been taken on board by the bigger club. I mean, the women's team was part of the foundation rather than part of the club, and it's been kind of taken under the wing now of the main club. How much of a difference has that felt? I mean, you've been doing some training at Hotspur Way and all of those things, you know, that must, you know, give a boost to the team as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the facilities down at the training ground are amazing, and you know, as professional footballers, that's where we need to be, I think. The club have fully backed us since we gained promotion to the WSL, and those facilities, for us to be the best we can be, we need to have the best facilities, and that's what we've got there at Tottenham. And you attract players are attracted to Tottenham as the brand, and you take them down to the training centre, and like it's like another planet down there. So yeah, it's obviously helped us in our recruitment as well, I think.
Well, you talk about recruitment, and there's been a bit of that this summer. What have you made of the signings that the women's team have made over the summer?
Yeah, I think they've all been very positive. I think, obviously, mentioning probably the biggest one that everyone wants to talk about, Alex Morgan, I think, is a genius signing for not only Spurs women, I think, for women's football in general, and Tottenham as a brand. I think she's got more followers than the actual whole club itself. She's just a massive superstar, and I think, you know, we need goals, and she needs fitness. So I think it's kind of a good signing on both parts. It kind of suits both parties. I'm hoping we'll all get to see the Alex Morgan that we know and have seen in World Cups. And then the other girls that they've brought in, they all look really strong. Galana Kennedy in the middle of the midfield is looking really strong. The two in defenders, Keris and Shalina, are looking strong at the back as well. So yeah, I think they've done well again with their recruitment. I mean, with Spurs, they don't just recruit great players, they also recruit great people, I think, first and foremost. So yeah, it looks like they've done a great job again today, this season.
Yeah, I mean, it always seems to me that they do manage to sign some great players. Going back to kind of that season, you know, the first season in the Championship, you know, as is now, you know, signing Sarah Wiltshire and Ash Neville, you know, both great signings who, you know, really improved the club, and they do seem to continue. Juan and Karen do seem to have their eye on the right players, and I mean, Ash Neville's still with the team and doing great things. I mean, obviously, you know, people are talking about call-ups for England and things, which I think are thoroughly deserved at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. She's been outstanding since she joined us. I know Karen and Juan have had their eyes on her for a while because we played against Coventry quite a few times. But yeah, like you say, she's been outstanding, and she's a player that's just grown and grown with the club, I think, compared to when she first joined. I think now she's probably I think her stats last season, she was up there as one of the best right backs in the league, which is amazing achievement considering it's her first year playing professional, and her body's adapting, she's adapting to life. But yeah, she's just taken to it, and I think, yeah, like you say, I think only big things are going to come from her. She just gets better and better.
And I have to say as well, in terms of existing players, for me, most improved player of the first season in the WSL was Josie Green. You know, she came on a storm, didn't she?
Yeah, she really did. I mean, she's always been a great player, and again, like Ash, she's just developed over the years, and I think you won't mess with Green in training. She's a little Rottweiler in the centre of the park. But yeah, like you say, she's growing, you know, she's a regular for Wales now, and now captain of Tottenham, which is incredible, and I think it's credit to her hard work, and yeah, it's all paying off now.
And we spoke about your time as captain and joining with the club, and I guess from our perspective as the Proud Lily Whites, one of the things that has meant has, you know, you were involved in some of the campaigns that we were involved in, and the Rainbow Stadium and the Rainbow Laces campaigns throughout the time, and the club have been getting, you know, yourself and Hugo involved in those. How important was it to you as a captain to be involved in those campaigns, you know, with the Black Lives Matter campaigns and all those kind of things as well?
Yeah, obviously massively important. I think Tottenham as a club, it's a global brand, and we should be supporting these causes. Football is for everyone. There's no barriers in it, and it's always been a pleasure to come down and support the Proud Lily Whites and the Black Lives Matter programme. So yeah, I think it's so important that all clubs get behind it, because as I mentioned, there should be no barriers to football. It should be inclusive for everyone.
And yeah, I mean, the Rainbow Stadium was a great event last year, and you were there with us. I mean,
yeah, that was...
looking at that stadium all lit up was great, wasn't it?
Oh, it was amazing. It was incredible. You didn't realise how amazing it did look until we all went outside and was getting our pictures done with it. But yeah, it's incredible. And those pictures were were everywhere the next day, which is what you want, really. So yeah, it's an incredible evening that.
And I have to say, as the proud Lilywhites, we've been grateful to the women's team for, you know, not just for that, but before that, you know, the women's team have always been really supportive of us. And, you know, I can remember, you know, having a photo with our flag down at Chesant and everybody running yeah. over and keen to join in. You know, it's been great to you know, to have that mutual respect, I think. And you know, we've been able to support the women's team, you know, through going to games and taking our flag as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've always been like the 12th man on match days. We always hear you guys out there. So, yeah, we're really grateful for your support as well. And I remember that night as well down at Ches, and it was freezing cold.
Yeah.
I think it was a cup yeah. match as well.
Yeah, one of those evening matches.
Conti match. Yeah.
Yeah, great fun. You know, I just think, as proud Lilywhites, we're really grateful to you as the captain of the women's team for everything that you've done for the club. I mean, a fantastic, fantastic career. Lee, we've got a question from a member, I think, for Jenna.
Yeah, we've had a couple of members that have got in touch to say they wanted to ask you a few things. So one of the questions we had was, who is the most difficult opponent that you've faced in a match? Whether it's a whole team or whether it's an individual player, who was the most challenging, would you say?
I'd probably say it was against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, Bethany England. Mm-hmm. She was a handful. She was a handful from the minute the whistle went. She's so powerful, so strong. So yeah, for me, that was a real challenge, but I think I was really proud of my performance against her, but I couldn't switch off for the whole 90 minutes because I knew if I switched off, then, you know, we would get punished. So yeah, she's definitely been one of the hardest opponents. And another one would be Lauren James from Man United. Again, an absolute powerhouse, but her feet are so quick. And when we've watched her, like when we analyse her before matches, just like how does she do these things? She kind of just glides around the pitch. She makes the game look beautiful, but she's a tricky one to play against.
I mean, that game against Chelsea was a great result in the end, you know, going up first time against one of the top three teams in the country in their league and only a 1-0 loss. I think we were all very proud of the team and how they played on that day.
Yeah, I think we were actually quite disappointed to come away with nothing from that game. I think at least we deserved a draw. But yeah, we put in an absolute shift that game and we were really proud of our performance. It was just disappointing that we didn't get anything from it.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems to be the way that it's going at the moment with the women's team against the big three teams.
Yeah.
We put in a really good shift for 60, 70 minutes and then something just slips and one goal goes in and then four goals go in, and it does seem to be that quite often we're losing by more goals than we should be.
You know, it's how you react to a goal. It's just that mental side of the game, I think, and I know they'll be disappointed with as many the goals that are going in, and they'll be the first to look at it next on a Monday morning and analysing it and hope trying to put it right. But yeah, I think they just need to keep going at it, keep working hard, and I think the tides will turn, and hopefully they turn soon.
No, well, when we saw the fixture list, we were very much of the kind of October's not going to be fun. And so long as we can keep our belief going into November when we start to hit the non-top three teams, non-top four teams, then you know we've got some really winnable games. But it's almost a furnace of fire, isn't it, this first month, getting to know each other with the new players.
Yeah, exactly.
Against those big clubs.
No, yeah, it's still very early days and it's a long old season. And I think in the team as well, they're still trying to work out their best 11 and the best way to play. So I think hopefully, you know, they're learning game by game. And yeah, like you say, it's they've had a really tough run. And yeah.
Chloe Peplow got injured, of course.
I know.
Her first game of season, she looked like she was back to playing the way she did at the beginning of last season. And then she got injured.
I know. I was gutted for her. I actually messaged her after. I thought she was one of the best players on the pitch. She looked so strong and so fit. I just gutted for her. But hopefully she'll be back soon, stronger and better. But yeah, I thought she did it. I was really impressed with her performance.
Any behind the scenes knowledge of Jess Naz and when she might be back in the
Jess Naz, I know she's running again. She's looking sharp. She's still probably quicker than me with one dodgy leg. But I don't think she's far off kicking the ball. So, yeah, hopefully she'll be back soon. Another player just absolutely gutted for her when that news came in at the beginning of the last season. But she's young and she's fighting fit and raring to go. So hopefully it won't be too long before we see her back on the pitch.
I mean, where do you think, in terms of the league, where do you hope that the team are going to finish this season?
I'd hope, last season was all about establishing ourselves, and I think we did that quite early on. So I know the team and Karen and Juan will be wanting to push to try and break into that top four or five teams. I think I can't see a reason why not. I think we need to start scoring. I think like anything mid-table up, I'd say anything below then, I think the girls and the coaching staff would be disappointed.
Great. Well, yeah. So what's next for you then? Obviously, your playing career is finally over. I mean, we know you threatened to hang up your boots a few times before you actually did, but it's really true this time. You're definitely not back with the team this season. So what's next for you?
At the minute, I'm busy. I've started my own coaching company called Next Gen. I started it in lockdown, so it was all kind of online Zoom sessions with girls between the age of 8 to 15. And it's like a coaching session, but I sit down and chat with the girls. They ask me any questions they want, within reason. And I've just absolutely loved it. And now I'm getting out around to local teams, taking over sessions for their teams, just bringing in fresh ideas and meeting the girls, chatting to the girls, having Q&A sessions. So I'm doing that. I'm still working part-time for a charity called the London Playing Fields. And I've got lots of kind of exciting bits going on the side, and hopefully have something exciting to report soon.
Ooh.
Which I can't say at the minute.
Come on. and the club have promised us that when we can all be back together again, they will be throwing some sort of goodbye for you. It's just a shame that it all happened in this kind of a way, but you didn't miss it. You didn't regret your decision on the first day of the season.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss it. I didn't miss the run-in and the pre-season. Didn't miss that at all. but I've been away for the summer, so I haven't really thought about it. But then when I saw, on social media, the girls back at training, it was like the weirdest feeling, because obviously I've been there for the last 12 pre-seasons. And so that was a strange feeling, and I'm watching the matches from my sofa. It's been strange up until this weekend when it's pouring down and freezing cold. I was like, this is retirement. So yeah, I miss the girls loads. I miss them all so much. I haven't seen them since obviously the match in Coventry, since everything went into lockdown. So I've been gone from spending every day with them to I still haven't seen them. So hopefully I'll be able to get to see them all soon.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, all of this stuff will sort itself out and we can all get back to the Hive and enjoy the game. We were just saying it'd be typical, wouldn't it? If Spurs sign Gareth Bale and Alex Morgan, and that's the season, we can't actually go and watch them.
Of course. That's of course.
Day in the life of the Spurs fan, right?
Yeah.
Well, Lee, did you have anything else that you want to
talk to the general? I've just got one question. So a lot of players have different sort of rituals that they have on a match day, whether it's the same as fans. Like, for instance, I always wear odd socks on match days just because that's my thing. And I know some people have like lucky pants or whatever it is. So have you got anything that you have as a ritual on a match day?
Yeah, I've got one thing. And actually, it's every training day as well. So our Nike socks, they have an L and a right, an L and an R on the bottom of them. And I sometimes get them mixed up, but I just can't. I have to literally just check and make sure I've got them on the right. If they're on the wrong foot, I have to stop everything. I have to get them back on the right foot. It's just a little thing in my head. Maybe it's a bit of OCD, I don't know. But yeah, they have to be on the right foot.
Okay.
And I have to put my left boot on before my right boot.
And does that hold true when you're running training sessions with the kids as well? Or does it just...
Oh, yes. Yes, I know. Don't like
that, that's the
things.
Secret to success then.
I don't like change.
Well, there's lots of it about for you at the moment, so I guess it's going to be an interesting season watching for you. Thank you for coming on the pod with us and talking to us. It's
Thank
been
you
great
for
to chat
me.
To you. And thank you for, you know, 12 fantastic years at Spurs. And I mean, the Spurs Women's Supporters Club were calling for Spurs to give you a job as an ambassador at the club like Ledley had. Would you be up for that if they gave it to you?
Oh, 100%. You know, Tottenham has been a massive part of my life, and yeah, I love the club. So yeah, I'd be privileged to.
There we go. You heard it here first. Come on, Tottenham. You know you need to do it. Well, we need to be having some female ambassadors, I think, with the club as well as the male players. And you know what Ledley's gone on to do. You could be the next coach. Would that be something that interests you in the future? Coaching at an elite level.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, since I've retired, I used to coach many years ago, but I stopped when there was a lot of playing for Tottenham. It was obviously quite time consuming, so I stopped. I didn't really enjoy it too much. But yeah, since lockdown, I've obviously started up my own company and I've got into it. And I'm loving it at the minute. So yeah, it's something that I'm gonna start doing more of, and get more experience. So yeah.
Watch out, Juan and Karen. Jonah's coming.
Coming for you, Juan and Karen.
No, it'd be great to see you in amongst the coaching staff as the club gets bigger and they're able to actually invest in proper coaching staff, you know, and paying them a bit more, which should be good, which is obviously an issue, isn't it? But at the moment, it seems to be quite a lot of young men who are starting their career and are only there for a short time working with Karen and Juan, but gradually building up the staff there. Well, lovely, and good luck with your company. I'm sure there'll be lots of people interested to have some coaching from you and have their kids meet with you. Must be great for the youngsters to be able to, you know, ask you all those questions and learn from the best. Mm. So thanks very much, and you never know, come back on and join us, you know, for another pod in the not too distant future, and we'll talk about everything Spurs related.
Yes, definitely. I look forward to it.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks for having me.